where we send our noisy collection each month. Dear friends of the Center for Hope, thank you for your generosity you've shown, whether through a recent gift, past support, volunteering, or simply caring about our mission. Every act of kindness helps us to serve our neighbors with dignity and compassion. In 2025, we provided food to individuals over 30,000 times and over 28,000 Hungry Kid snack bags. This year, we anticipate serving even more times. We've distributed clothing, school supplies, hosted weekly family meals, and offered youth programs to provide encouragement and stability for children in our community. Behind every number is a story. Because of faithful supporters like you, when someone walks through the doors, they are not just met with resources, but with care and hope. As we continue into this year, the need continues to grow. Rising costs, ongoing economic pressures mean more neighbors are turning to the Center of Hope for assistance. We are committed to remain a steady and welcoming presence in this community, but we can't do it without you. Thank you for being part of this mission. Together, we are ensuring that families in the Amberton and surrounding areas experience not only practical help, but renewed hope. With gratitude, Sue Otto, Director.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you for always supporting the Center of Hope with that noisy collection. 30,000 meals. That's amazing.
Hi.
Just a reminder that this coming Saturday is our women's retreat, and it's going to be at Hope. It's going to be wonderful. But we still need donations from our church of some of the drink and dessert items. The committee is providing the rest of the meals. So if you will check out front and maybe sign up to come, it's going to be wonderful. And if you could bring something, let us know. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, if you haven't signed up, but you find you're able to come, please sign up today. And I think it'll be a beautiful day together. Tomorrow is our brief group, and I invite all who would benefit and be blessed by that to join us at 11 o'clock at Hope. And then this is the week of our concert. That's this Wednesday that Sam has prepared a concert for us, Hope Rising. Sam is playing himself and also some other musicians he has invited. So I think it's going to be a beautiful evening of music. It'll be right here at Holy Trinity at 7 o'clock, and I hope you can be here for that. So see you here, either for the concert or the women's retreat or both. Let's enjoy a little more music. Thank you. please stand for the Thanksgiving for baptism? Alleluia! Christ is risen. Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. Let us give thanks for the gifts of baptism. Merciful God, you are the one who was, who is, and who is to come. You lead us beside still waters. We thank you for the waters of creation, morning dew, gentle rain, roaring waves. We thank you for the waters that nourish us. Blessed are you. Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness who accompanies us on our journeys. We give you thanks for your life-giving death and resurrection. We praise you for joining us in joy and sorrow. Blessed are you. Holy Spirit, you anoint our head with oil and our cup overflows. Break down barriers that divide us. Fill us with the breath of peace. Blessed are you. Holy One, we thank you for the gifts and grace of baptism and for making us a new creation. We join with saints and angels, giving you honor and praise, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God.
In the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.
And also with you.
Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who were welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm will be read responsively. I love the Lord who has heard my voice and listened to my supplication.
The Lord has given ear to me when I call upon.
The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me, and I came to grief and sorrow.
And I called upon the name of the Lord. The Lord heard my prayers and saved my life.
How shall I repay the Lord for all the good things God has done for me?
I will lift the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people.
Precious be your sight, O Lord.
O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of the youth of Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
The second reading. The imagery of exile is used to help the readers of this letter understand that they are strangers in a strange land. Christians no longer belong to this age. Through the death of Christ, we belong to God, so that our focus, faith, and hope are no longer on such things as silver or gold. A reading from the first chapter of 1 Peter. If you invoke as Father the one who judges impartially according to each person's work, live in fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile conduct inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have to come to trust in God, who he raised from the dead and gave him glory, so that your trust and hope are in God. Now that you are purified, your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual affection, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. This is the word of the Lord.
He asked them, what things?
They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things, and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
And then nailed to a cross,
where Jesus died an agonizing death. These two travelers feel sad, disappointed, and overwhelmed by grief and loss. Before they left Jerusalem to return home to Emmaus, some women from their group had gone to the tomb to embalm Jesus' body and returned with the confusing news that Jesus' body was missing. They might have figured that this was going to be trouble. The Jewish leaders and the Roman soldiers were going to be livid. It's time to leave Jerusalem. As these two were walking, they tried to make sense of all the things that had unfolded. While they are on their journey, a stranger joins them and inquires what they are talking about. They tell the story of what has happened during the past several days. Then the stranger tells them about the prophecies in the Old Testament and teaches them. When they reach their home in Emmaus, their new companion seems to be continuing on. So they invite their new friend to stay the night and for dinner. Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is nearly over. Over dinner, the travel companion takes bread, blesses, and breaks it and gives it to them, just as Jesus had done at the Last Supper. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized that their travel companion is the resurrected Jesus. Have you ever faced a difficult time in your life and someone journeyed with you and shared God's hope and God's love with you? When my children were born prematurely and needed to stay at the hospital for several weeks in incubators in the neonatal intensive care unit in Pittsburgh, and I was still in the hospital recovering from my C-section, I was blessed with others who came to see me. Family members, friends, the chaplain at West Penn Hospital, and Bishop McCoy, the bishop at that time, all came to visit me and sat with me, listening to what all had unfolded over the past few days, and sharing prayers of hope with me. Having others come and listen to our struggles and concerns, as well as hopes and joys, meant so much to me. I felt God's presence through their presence, and it got me through a difficult time. I trust that Jesus journeys with us, as Jesus journeyed with these two disciples, and that Jesus desires to bring us from mourning to joy as well. After Cleopas and his companion recognize Jesus, Jesus vanishes. The two disciples are so excited that they walk all the way back to Jerusalem, even though the day is almost over. It's like they can't wait until the next day. They want to share their joy and their hope with the other disciples. They are so excited. When they get back to Jerusalem, the other disciples are still gathered together, talking about Jesus having appeared to Peter. Then these two share their experience of hope and joy, of Jesus walking and talking with them and breaking bread with them. And all are uplifted. We are invited to gather as the disciples gathered in Jerusalem. We are invited to listen to one another's sorrows and to pray together and for one another. We are invited to share stories of hope and encouragement with one another. And we are invited to bless and break bread, and then to share bread and wine together. Jesus is present with us, here and now. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Jesus desires new life and new beginnings for us when we experience endings and loss. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed.